Joe hates a lot of things. Joe hates toddlers and tiaras.
Never before have I wanted to strangle so many people after watching so little TV.
Joe hates raisins.
I hate raisins so much that I'd rather have ants on a log with actual ants.
Joe hates being tailgated.
I want a bumper sticker that reads, "Free golf balls for tailgaters." I want that and 1,000 golf balls.
And Joe hates when people say, "Satan," as they pass him on the street.
This happens more than I think it should. Hello and welcome to Things Joe Hates. My name is Joe, and with me is my producer, Jake.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Jake. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm ready to get into this hate.
Great. So we got some hate centered around something you really shouldn't have to hate, but I find myself hating it, and I really shouldn't.
What's that?
And that's news and journalism.
I think a lot of people will agree with you, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, they will. And here, the first thing, obviously, we just had Hurricane Florence hit the east coast of the United States here, and it went into South Carolina and just made an absolute mess of things. But, boy, oh boy, did you watch any of the coverage for this thing?
Only a little bit, because I felt like there was plenty of preparation, and I didn't think it was going to be as bad as some more recent, some other storms like Sandy or Katrina or anything
right.
like that.
So I'm watching the coverage and they're like, "It's out at sea. It's a category 4. And I go to bed and I wake up and my wife says, "Hey, Florence was downgraded to a category 2. And I said, and all the news organizations went, "Oh,
yeah,
they were really hoping for a category 4 to slam into the coast. 'Cause man, that's how they make their money. And I'll tell you, around here, we had, I was watching WBFF, which is my favorite newscast to watch in the morning. And we'll get more on that later. But all they covered was the storm and the Ravens. That was it. That was a Friday morning newscast, was the storm and the Ravens lost. There was nothing else.
Wow.
It was awful. You know, and they do this with every storm. You know, whatever, you know, you go, you're watching the storm on, in the wintertime, it's always, and we got so-and-so out of the salt, right? They're out the big salt bin, and it's, you know, what's going on? What are they doing? Well, they're loading up the trucks with the salt again. Ooh, here they go again. They're going to do it, and it's always the same thing. We don't know if we have enough money to buy all the salt that we're going to need to salt the roads around here. Every year that becomes an issue. Why do I watch it? I watch it because I'm waiting for them to be out by the salt so I can laugh at it. That's why.
And I think you're probably going to get to this, but that's how modern journalism operates. It's what gets clicks and views.
Right. So that's actually my second thing, is that just in general, just the absolute death of news and journalism and true journalism in this country. There's a great, I can't remember who published it. It may have been Pew. There's a great infographic, and you're going to have to forgive me, dear listener, but I can't remember who published it. But it showed which newspaper was trusted by everybody across the political spectrum, right? And they had all the big newspapers, right? Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Times. There was only one that was trusted across the political spectrum, and that was the Wall Street Journal. Incidentally, there was one that was completely untrusted across the political spectrum, and that was BuzzFeed. So
BuzzFeed.
I recommend not reading any news from BuzzFeed. They're actually trying to start a news organization.
That's not going to be news.
They've already demonstrated that they're just...
They're incapable.
They're incapable of doing this, right.
The problem, I argue, the problem with the news today is fact has become flexible.
Yeah.
And opinion will be disguised as fact.
Opinion is disguised as news. That's a good part of it. And actually, that gets to my next kind of point about this. What is, you have this 24-hour news cycle going on, right? So in order to catch eyes and attention, what do you have to do to make it so people watch? You have to make it polarizing.
Yeah.
So you
have to either make people very excited or very angry.
Right. So and getting people excited about good stuff is very hard, but getting people angry and pissed off about bad stuff, pretty easy, right? Right. Let's do that. So that's what most of these news networks, these 24-hour news networks like MSNBC and Fox News, that's what they do. They just sit there and they make you angry. They don't put any news out there. They have all these opinion shows on there, and it's just
And the thing about that too is television is a poor medium for opinion.
That's 100% correct.
Because you have these talking heads that will come on and they'll be separated into their corners of the screen.
Yep.
And they'll be screaming at each other for 2 minutes and then that's it.
Yeah, right.
No one actually can articulate an argument clearly enough in 2 minutes.
You are better off reading the op-ed section in the Wall Street Journal.
Well, and that's where even that is difficult, because what then happens with opinion pieces is people will make false claims in opinion pieces or flimsy claims.
Sure.
And
but
then
they're
when
opinion
people
pieces.
But that's where people will still read that, and the headline will be something to the effect of X needs to do Y.
Right, right. But here's the thing.
But then they make these flimsy claims, and the newspaper doesn't go through and say, hey, these are flimsy claims. We're not going to print this.
But
they print it anyway.
No.
And then what happens is, when they're criticized for that, they just can say, but it's opinion.
No. If it's in the opinion section, that's completely correct.
But the problem is, it's never the opinion section anymore. Is never just.
You're saying that the op-ed page is not where you just find people's opinions.
Well, the op-ed page has turned from this is where people argue for their ideas,
yeah,
to be more of a place to browbeat other people into submission.
I will agree with that for a lot of other papers, but I find the Wall Street Journal's op-ed page refreshing.
Okay, and that might be true, but that is certainly the exception to the rule.
I will agree with that, because I will read in there an editorial for one side of an argument, and then the next day I'll read an editorial for the other side of the argument. Right?
That's good.
And that's brilliant. I don't see that in any other newspaper.
Well, also what happens is a lot of newspapers on their internet or their Twitter accounts, the Facebook pages, they will promote op-eds.
Right. Right.
And
that's a
problem.
Check out our new op-eds.
But they don't say.
You'll agree with this.
Exactly. Well, that partially now you're getting into algorithms and artificial intelligence giving people an echo chamber, but also.
There was an excellent article, in fact, again, from the Wall Street Journal, telling you this is a social media hate. I think we talked about this in the Facebook hate episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
About how your feed will look completely different whether you're a Democrat or Republican.
Yes. Because they're curating your feed.
No, but they're not curating it. They're running AI on it.
And
curating
the AI curates curates your content.
Curating implies people. they're no people. And finally, I hate when news programs do stories about TV shows on their own network.
What do you mean?
Okay. So my favorite news program, the one on WBFF, at the time of me tweeting this, they were talking about American Idol, and that pile of crap was on the same network. Now it's on a different network. I can't remember which one's which. But like now that they're on the Fox Broadcasting Network. So now they talk about like Empire, which is the big show they have, and they do like news stories on this show. And you know what? I'm sorry. That is not news. That is you promoting yourself. That is you essentially taking the airtime from whatever your public service is to promote more of the to get people to watch more of your shows.
It's not a public service; it's a private company.
But it's operating on public airwaves.
And see, here's where there's another problem. News organizations are private companies.
Yes,
that have the interest to make profit, which is what companies do, right?
Correct.
But they are doing this under the guise of a public service, which is not true. It's their own service.
You're right. It's their own service and their own. Why do we even call it news? That's my point. Shouldn't be news. It should just be all Stuff we want you to know.
It's entertainment news.
Who was it that said news is something that somebody somewhere doesn't want you to know? Can't remember who it was that said that. Anyway, that's enough for me. Let's go down to Joe Rates Your Hate here. And we're going to have a very special guest.
Okay. So the first hate comes from Shannon at Little OCD Me. I hate that they no longer hire people who know how to write or spell or proofread. Just last week, I actually rewrote an article from a local news channel and posted it on their story so people knew what they were really talking about.
Does this mean on Facebook that you rewrote what they had written and posted it as a comment, Shannon? I want to know what this means because that's hilarious.
That would be great.
Screenshot that to me. I hope you did. Shannon, I want to see that. That's awesome.
The next one is from H.A. Simpson at Squeaky H.A.
Yes.
She hates typos and mispronunciations. Just earlier, while covering the hurricane, a lady read from her card, raking havoc.
I hate when people say hurricane.
I've never heard someone say that.
Watch the news with me.
You're making that up.
I'm not. I'm not going to name names, but I know I've got a picture of a guy in my head right now who says hurricane. He doesn't say hurricane.
All right. Well, cite your sources, Joe.
I don't want to embarrass my sources.
And who can forget this home state gem? I suck at math because they're busting all the labs. There's a picture if you want to explain it. In fact, you could probably make this the picture for the podcast.
Well, actually, I've got two other ones I want to make because I know exactly what H.A. is talking about here. And it says it's a title bar on a newscast, and it reads, 5 arrested in math lab bust. M-A-T-H. And
that poor intern typing messed it up.
I've got another one here that I saw on my favorite news channel. Jake, it's flu season.
Yes. Well, it's going to be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, look right here. Look how they spelled flu.
F-L-U-E.
Right. So make sure the chimney sweep comes and cleans out the flu of your chimney, Jake.
Because it's flu season.
Right. But the good news is you don't need to get a shot for that.
That's true.
And then finally, the unnecessary adjectives in these things.
Yeah.
Suspect responsible in the fatal killing in Laurel.
As opposed to any other kind of killing.
Right, yeah. Have you ever heard of a non-fatal killing?
I have not.
If anybody out there has ever heard of a non-fatal killing, please let me know. We have a special treat for you. Our rant of the week this week comes from Dave Bittner. Dave is the host of the Cyberwire, a daily security briefing podcast. You can listen to the episode from September 14th of 2018 to hear my commentary on Capital One's password policy. Also, be sure to check out the Hacking Humans podcast, which Dave and I host. It's a weekly podcast where we discuss the cons, scams, and all manner of social engineering attacks. It's not very technical. It's very approachable, and I think it actually will help you in your life. It's great. Check it out. But here's what Dave hates about local news.
Hi, Joe. I hate local TV news, and there are several reasons why. The first is the breathless promo that uses fear to get you to watch tonight's newscast. It typically goes something like this. Tonight, if you love your children, you can't afford to miss our report on school bus safety. Are they yellow buses or rolling death traps? Tune in for our exclusive report. So it turns out you actually do love your kids, so you tune in, and the report concludes that yeah, school buses are actually pretty safe. Turns out they're big and strong, and they generally don't go very fast. The next thing I hate about local news is the unnecessary live shot. This usually starts with the anchor tossing it to the reporter. There was heated debate at City Hall this evening on the new trash pickup schedules. Ted Tripper is live at City Hall with the latest. Thanks, Bob. I'm here live at City Hall where nothing is happening. Something happened here earlier tonight, but that was hours ago. In fact, there's been plenty of time for me and my cameraman to get back in our van, head back to the station, and stop for dinner along the way, and still make it in time for the 11 o'clock news. But instead, we've been waiting in this empty parking lot for hours, just so we can say we're live at City Hall. Back to you, Bob. There's another version of this that also drives me to distraction. This is where they report live from the newsroom. Again, we start with the anchor at the news desk, who throws it to the reporter, who is sitting at a desk in the newsroom with lots of other reporters walking around, handing papers to each other and ordering takeout on their phones. The notion here is that this reporter is working so hard on this important story, they don't even have time to walk across the hall from the newsroom to the TV studio to join the anchor. No, no, it's live.
That was very good.
That is the best. Dave, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's probably the best rant we've gotten so far.
Yeah, hey, if you want to have your rant played on our show, just hit me up on Twitter or shoot me an email. We'll work it out. But Dave, thank you so much. That was great. I love the crickets.
you get the feeling that it's like 11:27 at night,
right,
in front of City Hall where no one's been for hours.
He's multi-talented. He's a podcasting machine, that Dave. All right, everybody, that's it. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend. Also, it would help if you gave us a rating on Facebook or iTunes or wherever you can find us. A nice 5-star review and a rating would be great. And tell me what you hate. I would love to hear it.
Follow Joe on Twitter at Things Joe Hates. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ThingsJoeHates. Our email address is thingsjoehatespodcast@gmail.com. Links to all of these can be found on our website, thingsjoehates.com. Female voiceover is provided by Andrea Petrilli. Podcast artwork is by Susie Blake. I'm Nate Goodwin for Things Joe Hates.